The suit claims that Arizona-based Insys Therapeutics used fraudulent tactics to get more people prescribed, including falsifying medical histories. Bashir says the company's fentanyl-based mouth spray was only approved for cancer patients, but the company aggressively marketed the pain medication to get more patients prescribed.
Insys sought to line their pockets by fraudulently acquiring insurance coverage approvals, giving kickbacks to doctors, and incentivizing its sales force to engage in unlawful and deceitful conduct.
Insys has been scrutinized for its marketing and promotion tactics for years and was the subject of a U.S. Senate report about aggressive opioid sales tactics. In 2017, more than 1,500 people died of drug overdoses in Kentucky. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.